Louisiana 1 is a state highway, but it carries national significance because it connects Port Fouchon to the rest of the country. Port Fouchon is where supply boats, staff, and other resources travel in and out to and from offshore oil rigs. The companies there service the rigs that produce about 20% of the nation's oil, says the port. One section of the road leading to Port Fouchon is now raised high above the marsh. The reason? That marsh has been eroding due to saltwater intrusion, and water was too often topping the road, forcing it to close. The raised road was completed in 2009. But another section of Highway 1, or just LA 1, sits level with the marsh and the encroaching water. Henri Boulet heads the LA 1 coalition, lobbying for money to lift the rest of the road, hundreds of millions of dollars, so it's raised all the way from inside levee protection down to the port. That will help protect the thousands of jobs already at the port and the many jobs expected to be added there. But the parish isn't gaining as many full-time residents as you might expect to take those jobs. Boulet says that's in part because of the expected rise in flood insurance.
In the northern part of the parish is where you're seeing a little bit of a gain. You know, some people are choosing to build further north for a lot of different reasons, but one of the reasons is the flood insurance issue. That, you know, when you build further south, FEMA puts you in a different vulnerability zone, and then you face a different policy fee. I currently pay $600 a year, but under the new maps that are proposed by FEMA, the new map for my particular neighborhood says you're going to have to be at 9 feet above sea level, your floor. I'm at 8 feet, so I'm going to be penalized for being 1 foot under. My neighbor is at 3 feet above sea level, so this poor guy is going to be penalized for being 6 feet under. So you multiply the penalty on your policy, and, you know, my neighbor may be one of those that would go from 800 to 20,000. Okay, a year.
$20,000 a year for flood insurance alone, almost double the neighbor's existing mortgage, says Boulet. Too many cases like that will create a local real estate crisis, he says.
The worry is that, you know, people, if they're faced with that, they're going to say, look, you know, we just can't afford it. We're going to go rent somewhere, and they're going to give the keys to the banks and say, take it back. And what are the banks going to do with all these homes? I'm optimistic that the Congress is getting ready to act on the affordability study to make sure, you know, that there could be a program that remains affordable for homeowners. Raising living costs 100% is too much. You know, I think people along all areas of the coast realize they're going to have to pay more. Is 15 or 20% workable for the average family that has a mortgage? That would be the question.
So what is affordable for flood insurance? Is it something you're thinking about as a WWNO listener? Our WWNO Listening Post project wants to hear more of your thoughts on flood insurance. Sign up for our text message survey, and your response will help inform our coastal news reporting. Just text the word hello to 985-200-2433. That's 985-200-2433. Now, not if you're in the car, of course. You can find that number again at wwno.org. And keep listening for more coastal news and local insights. For WWNO, I'm Eve Troe.